Hello, everyone. How is it going? All right, let me do a few little housekeeping things here first. Got to mute all of you all. There we go. Change my name. I am Coach Betsy. How's everybody doing? Everybody ready to experience their urges tonight? Let me get the Brady Bunch on so I can see everybody. Hi. Hey, Lisa. I see ya. See all kinds of people here. Love seeing everybody's faces. I love doing these kind of calls. So let me get the chat up. Y'all can hear me all right. Yeah, kind of talk about where you're from at this point while I'm doing my little housekeeping. So we can... making sure nobody but me can share their screen, all the little jobs. All right. I love it. I love it. All over the country. So I know that, you know, there is a reason. Don't know about you, Jane, in Australia, but there is a reason that we did this call at where I'm in Central Time, 7 p.m. Central tonight. It's because a lot of this is our overeating window, right? This is a lot of times when we experience urges and we want to eat, right? So some of you all are going to be experiencing your urge in real time. Who brought their snacks? I brought mine. Does anybody want to show me what your snacks are? I brought my trail mix that I just love to snack on, and I measure it out because otherwise... I'll eat them by the bag sometimes. So no snacking. Okay, no snacking at this time. Who is anybody else just brought their snacks to kind of just have the snacks that they typically eat during this time? And for some of you all, it may be just a matter of like having, oh, there's, I see, Laurie, I see your wine. Yeah, for some of you all, it is just overeating at dinner, right? Just eating a few extra bites at dinner, or eating, you know, an extra serving at dinner or something like that, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be snacky food necessarily. It just may be just you overeating at dinner. So that's what we're going to work on tonight, is really experiencing our urges with the now process. And so, okay, first off, so... yes, somebody's got some wine. Let's see. People are getting ready to eat dinner. I know I'm eating dinner right after this. My husband is going and picking up pizza tonight. So I'm going to have all kinds of opportunities to practice my urge to maybe eat more pizza tonight than I need. So Chex Mix, I see you, Sandy. okay. So again, let's do a little bit more housekeeping here. So I've done all my tech things. Okay, I know we probably have some newbies here, and welcome to No BS. I am going to repeat what Corinne said last week on her call. And this is actually not just for newbies. This is for everyone. If y'all have not done a 24-hour plan today, and by the way, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, you can still do a 24-hour plan for the rest of the day. I actually did that with one of my private clients today. She hadn't made a plan today, and I said, okay, well, let's just make a plan for the rest of the day. And then we made a plan for tomorrow. And so she's got that done, right? So who has made their plan today? Y'all put it in the chat. I'm definitely going to be utilizing the chat today. Okay, lots of me's. Lots of for sure's. Love it. If you have not made a plan, then I want you to get off this call and go make a plan, because we're recording these. All the replays are there, and so you can watch this later. Now, if you are a newbie and you've made your plan, but you overwhelm easily, and you're maybe someone like me that has thoughts that they need to be doing it all in order to be successful, which isn't true, by the way. And if this is just something where, you know, this is just an extra bonus call, right? If you aren't listening to No BS, I want you to get off this call and listen to No BS, okay? And just press play on a video in the No BS weight loss course, okay? So that's number two. If you are a newbie and you're a deep dive diva and you are all in and you want to learn about all things No BS, then welcome and just see what you can learn here and just be open to what we're doing, okay? So, all right. Yeah, I love having calls at different times. So, yeah, and everything that we teach, you know, that we're going to teach tonight is in No BS, right? The modules on feelings, there's two modules on feelings in module two of No BS. There's two units on feelings in module two of No BS. One is called Feelings 101, and one is called, I believe, like Feeling Your Feelings. And that's what we're going to be doing today is feeling your feelings. So, okay. So let's get started. I'm going to do a little bit of just review of what Corinne did on her call last Wednesday, and then we're just going to jump in and start feeling some feelings. Are y'all excited? Y'all ready? It's getting a little dark here in Arkansas, but I think y'all can still see, and I know there's a little bit of a glare, but I'm going to kind of lean down so y'all can see here. I'll definitely have a picture of this board up on, in the replay. So, or I'll actually just probably just type it out. But I'll definitely read all this to you so you don't need to write all this stuff down. But I want to talk about urges, right? We're in urges 2.0. We're talking about the busting urges process, right? The busting urges process is 5 steps. Plan your positive self-talk. Redirect your hard talk. Experience the urge using the now process, which is what we're going to do tonight. Reward yourself mentally and do something new. So those are the 5 steps that we're learning all about this month. And so what we're going to focus on tonight is experiencing the urge using the now process. And I know a lot of you all are familiar with the think, feel, do cycle. And I just like to think, like, as a coach, I think in the think, feel, do cycle. Like, when I'm coaching my clients, when I hear a thought, I put it in the T line. When I hear a do, an action, I put it in the D line. And that's, I like to think about urges in the same way. So I thought it would be fun to put urges in the think, feel, do cycle and really just see where they go, right? And this is something that Coach Jane taught me. You know, she works with us in the Binge Better program. She likes to call an urge the feeling of urgent desire. And that just makes sense in my brain to me. It's just like, okay, all an urge is the feeling of urgent desire in my body. And we're going to talk about in a minute, like, what a feeling is and how it's just a physical sensation. So it's urgent desire. But a lot of times, but the thought could be different. Right? For some of you all, I want y'all to put in the chat, what are thoughts that lead you to feel urgent desire, right? When you are feeling an urge, what are you thinking about? I gave you an example here. I need to relax and food is the answer. I'm tired. The food is so yummy. I'm bored. I deserve it. Let's see, y'all are going so fast. Eating this will make me feel good. This won't really matter. I just need a bit of comfort. I just need a little pick-me-up. I'm stressed. I'm pissed off. Oh my gosh, y'all are giving me so many. There's so many of y'all on here. Oh my goodness. There's about 250 of y'all on here. I'm tired of feeling this way. I need to eat to relieve my anxiety. Eating will help me sleep. That's definitely one that I hear a lot. Okay, it will feel good. I have been good long enough, right? We can come up with all kinds of different thoughts to put in the T line. And this is what I want you all to do as some homework, right? Is to really do the think, feel, do cycles on your urges, right? What are you thinking that leads you to feel this urgent desire and that then leads you to either eat, willpower, or process? And I'm going to talk about those 3 steps in a second. But, what we're working on today is when you eat in response to a thought and then the feeling of urgent desire. Okay. And by the way, y'all, under reactions, under your, at the bottom of your screen, you can like raise your hand. And so if you have any questions, like after we're done going through the now process, if you have any questions, hopefully we'll have a little bit of time at the end for questions, but feel free to raise your hand at the end and we'll answer questions. You can also, I don't know, the chat's moving pretty fast. So if, I don't know if I'll see your question in the chat. So I have a headache. I need something crunchy and salty. I will feel better with sugar, right? So good to just become aware of the thoughts that you're thinking that lead to this feeling of urgent desire, which is basically what an urge is, a feeling of urgent desire. So let me now talk about the three ways. I'm going to try to raise this up real quick, y'all. Try and get a little bit taller. Okay. I'll see that a little bit better. Again, I'll put this definitely in the show notes. But then you got three, this is something that we teach in Urges 2.0, right? In terms of like, there are three ways, and this is what Corinne taught on her call last Wednesday. There are three options that you can respond to an urge. You can eat, kind of like I said, this is what we're working on. You can willpower through an urge. You can kind of, and we also kind of call that resisting through an urge. Or you can process an urge. So we know that you're working on eating, but also it can be, someone mentioned procrastination in the comments. Here's the thing, y'all. We don't just have urges to eat. We also have urges to procrastinate. We have urges to, you know, not get out of bed in the morning. We have urges to, when you can open up your mind to all of the urges that are going on in your life, and also realize, like, I love to use the example of getting out of bed. I don't know about you, but I'm still waiting for the day that I'm wanting to get out of bed, wanting to get out of my warm, comfy bed. I process the urge. So I choose this third option, and this is the option we're going to be talking about today. I choose to process the urge to stay in bed every single morning, and you all do too. And most of the time, you all get out of bed, right? And so what that tells you is that you have the ability to process urges and to allow that urge to go through you and to get out of bed anyway. Now, some of us are doing some willpowering through that urge. We're resisting that urge. That's when we press the snooze button, right? But I always like, when I have an opportunity to teach about urges, I want to let y'all know that it's not just urges to eat, right? But a lot of times we think urges to eat are harder or are different in some way. No, we've just gotten a lot of practice in processing the urge to stay in bed. And now it's just time to practice processing the urge to, you know, to eat as well. Okay. But, you know, if we've been eating and giving into that urge, then it's just time to practice something new, right? I hope that makes sense and helps you kind of get aware of like all of the urges that you are like a boss about every day. Like all of the urges that you process and that you allow every day. Corinne always uses examples of like, I have the urge to like throat punch somebody in the grocery store when they, you know, step in front of me in line or something. We all process and allow urges every single day. In traffic, right? We have the urge to yell at somebody and get out of our car and, you know, but we don't do it, right? So we all have the power, a lot more power than we realize, to handle urges. So I wanted to include that as well. All right. So what we're going to be talking about is processing urges. That's where we want to get, right? We don't want to eat anymore. We don't want to willpower through it and resist it and like not want the urges to be there. Because y'all know that urges aren't going away, right? I'm 5-6 years into this whole weight loss deal. Urges aren't going away. They happen for me most days at about 2:30, 3 o'clock. That's my overeating window. And they're just not going away. And that's okay, because I know how to handle them and I'm practicing handle them. I don't always choose to process them. Sometimes I will power through them and sometimes I eat. But I'm always just practicing processing them. Okay. So we're going to talk about processing urges using the now process. And I love that it's called the now process. So that kind of, you can correlate that with processing urges, right? So the now process, can y'all see that? Okay. Now it's a little bit high. Kind of move it up a little bit. All right. I'm just checking the chat here and see if y'all had any questions. Distraction is another action. Yes, Melissa, where it's like you basically do something else. And like, you know, again, it can be procrastination where you're not doing anything, but it can also be like doing something else when you really need to be doing something else, you know? Yeah. So all kinds of different things can go in this, you know, line other than eating. Let's see. Oh, someone else asked a question. Yeah, so distracting yourself fits in that D line, in the do line. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the now process. And this was developed by another coach. It's actually a coach that I got certified with at the Life Coach School. Her name is Krista St. Germain. And y'all may remember a call that Corinne did with her. Gosh, it's probably been a year plus ago on grief. She's a grief coach. And she came up with this now process. So now stands for notice, open, and witness. And so let's just kind of go through this real quick and kind of talk about the different stages. And then we're going to get into feelings and feelings. I swear we're going to get there in a minute. So notice. Y'all all know that, I mean, basically what we're talking about with notice is awareness, right? Awareness of the urgent desire in your body, aka the urge. Noticing has got to happen before any of this other stuff can happen, right? You got to have the awareness that you're having an urge. So that's number one. Number two is, okay, I've got it. You know, I've got an urge. Now what? We go back to those kind of choices, right? Are we going to eat? Are we going to willpower through it? Or are we going to process it? When you're open to the urge and open to having it and being okay with having it, then you're much more likely to process it, right? You're not wishing it away, not wanting it to not be there. You're like, okay, I've got an urge. And isn't that interesting? Let's be open to what's going on here. And then the last step is to witness the urge. And that's what we're going to be going through in just a second, is actually witnessing the urge. Because what an urge is an emotion, right? It's a feeling. Urgent desire is a feeling, just like anger, just like excitement, just like loneliness, just like boredom, right? All of these are emotions, and they all are chemical cocktails that go through our body. Emotions are physical sensations. Now a lot of thoughts in our head go along with those feelings, but the actual feeling is just a physical sensation, and it usually lasts about 90 seconds. So you can really do this witnessing process we're going to be doing with any feeling that you're having. So if you come home from work and you're feeling really angry at your boss, you can sit in your car in the parking lot of your office, or maybe in your driveway before you get home, and you can go through this witnessing process, this now process. You can notice the anger. And you can say, okay, I'm angry. I'm going to be open to this. And then you're going to do the body scan that we're going to do in just a second. So like I said, I'm checking my notes here. Doing this process, it separates the thoughts in our head from the physical response of a feeling. Yes, what do you mean by witness? Yes, it's just acknowledging and just experiencing it. So like you are a witness to your body. And that's something we don't say it that way a lot in OBS, but it's like when you're looking at your thinking, you are witnessing your thoughts, right? You are like, you are a witness to your own brain. And what we're going to do tonight is being a witness to your own body and how urges feel in your body, how urgent desire feels in your body. Okay, so here's, let's do this, y'all. Let's get ready to do this witnessing. Let me kind of pull up. So the Feeling of Feeling worksheet is in your Urges 2.0 workbook. On page 14 is where it starts, but I don't want you all to follow along with me because I want you to be closing your eyes while we go through this. So if you can, I want you to, and this is good just, you know, in the future when you're practicing this, is to really, the best benefit you can get from this is if you're in a controlled environment, right? I was talking about the car. If you're in a car by yourself, that's a great place. Just pull over in a parking lot and do this, you know, on your way home from work. It'll literally take just a few minutes, and it can be a game changer for just allowing yourself to feel whatever feeling it is, including an urge, and just letting it flow through your body. I like to think of feelings, any feelings, like a wave. It's like a wave that comes onto the shore and then it goes back out. And that's that 90-second process. So, okay. Another thing that this process does, it just calms your brain down, right? Because when you're feeling that urgent desire or you're feeling any emotion, your brain is like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, we got to have this food, right? Or just, you know, we can't handle this, whatever it is. And so this whole process just allows your brain to kind of calm down and just reminds your brain that like you can handle this, that it's just a chemical cocktail going through your body. And if we just give it some time and get really curious about it, it can't hurt us. That's what your brain is thinking. Your brain's thinking that like when you have an urge, when you feel that urgent desire, you might die. That's basically what your brain, it just doesn't know, right? It doesn't realize, it feels so threatened. And so this process can really just help bring all of that temperature down. Okay. So I'm just going to go through the Feeling the Feelings worksheet with you all. So what I want you to do is, some of you all are feeling an urge right now. Some of you all might have your food or your wine right next to you. If maybe this isn't your overeating window, I want you to do the best you can in taking yourself to when you do have an urge. So right now, I want you all to close your eyes, and if y'all can leave your camera on or turn your camera off, it's totally up to you, but just have your setup where you're going to close your eyes and just listen to me for the next few minutes. So I want you to take yourself to a place where you are experiencing an urge. So again, that may be right now. This may be a time when you commonly experience that feeling of urgent desire. Or it may be like me, where it's the middle of the afternoon. Or maybe it's on your way to work when you usually maybe go through the drive-thru. Maybe it's after you've had an interaction with someone, like a parent or a child or a boss or a coworker. So I want you to really, this is where visualization really comes into play. I want you to visualize the last time that you had an urge, if you're not experiencing that urge right now, and just do your best to take yourself there, where you were, what you were thinking, and what you were feeling. All right. So sit quietly. We're just going to sit quietly for about a minute, just to give your brain kind of time to kind of get that visualization. And then I'll be asking you a few questions. So I want everybody to stay quiet in the chat and just really close your eyes and focus. All right, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Now I want you to think about the physical sensations that you are feeling when you've taken yourself to this place where you have an urge. How does your head feel? Is it tight? Do you have any kind of pain in your head? How does your throat feel? Is it tight or is it open? What about your mouth? Is it dry or is it wet? Now let's move down to your chest. Does it feel tight or relaxed? What about your heartbeat? Is it at a normal rate or is it faster or slower? What about your breathing? Is it deep breaths or is it more shallow? How does your stomach feel? Does it feel empty? Full? Do you have butterflies? What about your body temperature? Does your skin feel hot or cold? How do your hands and feet feel? Are they tensed or relaxed? I'll take a couple of more deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, you can open your eyes. So this is exactly how you process any feeling. I want you all to put in the chat, what was the most interesting thing that you experienced during this time? I know while we're populating the chat, I definitely noticed my chest was very tight. I was feeling a feeling of maybe nervousness or something like that about doing the call, right? My mouth felt a little dry because I've been talking a lot. Let's see. Some people got tears in their eyes. Right? A lot of times, y'all, we don't take the time to do this kind of stuff, right? This can be your time. This may be, you know, just one of the few times that you've really, really focused on yourself today. Got relaxed. Felt hungry. Got overwhelmed. Very common. Mouth watered. You know. Jessie noticed her heartbeat was very fast. You probably definitely common. This is, you know, this is really like a form of meditation, right? This is a form of just really focusing in. Usually with meditation, you're focusing on your thoughts. But this is a form of like meditating kind of on your body, right? And so we know a lot of times with meditation, our mind wanders, right? And that's totally common for that to happen with this as well. Some of you all were tense. Laura says, the urge left me as I relaxed, but as soon as I thought about it again, the urge came back. So that's interesting, right? Because that's, you know, that's the power of your thinking, right? But that's also the power of this work, where we can really, if we continue to practice, right? All of this is a practice. I'm not ever going to be an expert on it, and you won't either, right? But we can continue to practice. And the more that we can, the more that we can learn to process urges instead of eating, right? We're never talking about perfection here, right? It's that, you know, we're never talking about getting higher than 80%. There's that 80-20 at the top of that those phases of change, right? Let's see what else. I'm going to turn the lamp on real quick to get dark here. Okay. Let's see. Felt antsy, wanting the process to hurry up. So common, Sandy, right? Because again, this is something that's new that we're not used to doing. So tight jaw. Some of you all are restless, some of you all are relaxed, right? It just depends on kind of how far along you are in this process, and then just how open you are. Some days you're just more open than others for this to work for you. Kim says, focusing on the body made you forget about the emotion. And that's really what we're talking about here, right? It's like, it's when you focus on your body and just realize that, I mean, we were doing that for about the 90-second, you know, time for that chemical cocktail to go through our body. Then the more you practice this in the moment you're having the urge, it can be a game changer, y'all. But here's the other thing. A lot of you all weren't having an urge in the moment, but you just did this anyway, right? And you felt really relaxed. And so this is something that you can do even when you're not having an urge, even when you're not even feeling something that you need to process. It's just when you drop down into your body and get out of your head, that is some of the best, that's one of the best ways that we can relax ourselves, right? Is that when we just take a break from all the thoughts swirling around and we just focus on, just do a body scan. Let's see. Felt tingles in my shoulders and arms, lots of physical sensations. Felt very long. Let's see, felt like a meditation, like I was saying. Heart rate was elevated. Yeah, and it's so common just wanting it to be done, right? Because it's just something new and something that just feels uncomfortable at first, right? Because it's just something that you haven't done before, and that's so, so normal. All right, y'all, there's so many comments here. Okay. Yeah, so you definitely want to practice this during an urge, right? So again, if you're not having an urge right now, if this isn't your overeating window, then commit to doing this at least once in the next week when you do have an urge. And like I said, my overeating window is commonly around 2:30, 3, 4 o'clock, something like that, because I'm, you know, kind of a, sometimes it's right after lunch when, you know, I'm done with lunch. I'm not hungry at all, but I just have the urge to keep eating some chips, or maybe having a little something sweet after lunch or something like that. And so that's when I practice this work. If y'all have any questions, just raise your hand, go down to reactions and raise your hand, and because we've got time for some questions. I love it, Brandy. She says, this was another one of the actions I didn't say. She said, I'm going to practice this next time I want to go on Amazon and overspend. That's such another common urge, right? Is to online shop or go shopping and overspend. It's no different than the urge to overeat. I found that when I first lost my weight, I went from overeating and I transferred it over to overspending and shopping all the time. And so that's something that I had to work on, allowing the urge to do, you know, and processing that urge to shop. So that's another thing that we often have the urge to do that we can work on, or that some of us are already pretty good at. So, any questions? Jennifer says, when I quit smoking 22 years ago, I did it cold turkey. This is exactly how I handle those urges. Sometimes the urges came one right after the other, but then they started becoming lighter and further between almost 3 months until I realized I didn't have an urge all day. But you worked on processing and getting really curious about those urges. Yes, Brenda. So Brenda says, is this the meditation that is inside the No BS program? Yes. So the lesson that I will put it in the show notes, but the lesson in, I believe it is, what can y'all, can anybody tell me exactly which lesson it is? It's module 2. Is it unit 8? And that is the one where Corinne actually goes through this process with you. And so you don't even have to, you know, have to do this yourself or think about what to ask yourself. You can just keep that episode downloaded at all times on your phone and just bring it up anytime you need to do this process, because she asks the same questions I do. You do it a little bit different, you know, like she, I think she mentioned your eyes. I just forgot to do that. But again, it's just a body scan, right? From top to bottom. Let's see. Someone who's practicing in this, does it take less time? Sometimes. I mean, it just depends, right? But it's like, I mean, we did it in what, 2.5-3 minutes? Probably less than that. So that's worth it to me, right? Spending that time on it is worth it to me to figure this out. Yeah, it gets easier to focus more the more you practice, right? Just like meditation or anything else, right? You just get more comfortable with it. But a lot of us aren't used to just sitting and being a witness to ourselves. You can absolutely do it in the grocery store. I think it's probably most beneficial when you're like in a, you know, kind of more quiet, controlled environment. But like if you're having an urge in the grocery line to throw punch somebody like Corinne does sometimes, go for it, right? Just even standing there in the grocery store, you can make some progress by just like standing there and just saying, okay, I've got an urge right now to yell at somebody or to, you know, to say something or whatever it is. How am I feeling in my body, right? How can I just let this urge wash over me like a wave? How can I stand here for 90 seconds and just let this urge happen, right? So that's amazing. Deep breaths. That's another thing I was going to say real quick, is that this body scan is definitely one of our tools. But Corinne talked about the circular breathing technique in her call last Wednesday. And that's basically a technique where you breathe in, I believe it's 4 breaths. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 6 seconds and then breathe out for 2 seconds. I may have all those numbers mixed up, but it's a certain number of, you know, breathing for, oh wait, 4, 2, 6. Thank you, Donna. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 2 seconds. That makes more sense, right? Hold it for 2 seconds and then breathe out for 6 seconds. 4, 2, 6. Another thing that Coach Jane taught me is the five-finger breathing technique, where you actually follow your hands. And so you go up one hand, you breathe in, and then you go out. Breathe in and go out. And you just follow your fingers. Because there's some research there that 5 deep breaths are just so beneficial. If you can just, whenever you're feeling something, whenever you're just needing to kind of relax, taking 5 deep breaths, and just that way of following your fingers is just a way to just kind of keep you focused, right, for 5 breaths. So I thought that was a great idea too. Absolutely, Pam. This technique could be amazing for kids, right, for anyone to just work on, you know, settling the brain down a little bit, right, because that's all we're doing here. Module 2, Unit 8 is the lesson on feeling your feelings. And then, like I said, the worksheet is in here under, let's say, starts on page 14. So let me tell real quick, the worksheet, it talks about, like, again, when you're like in the middle of a feeling, but then you can also actually like produce a feeling, generating a feeling on purpose. And that's kind of what we did. Like I was saying, if, you know, if you are wanting to just practice this and you're not having an urge in the moment, you can actually generate a feeling. And so it's just, you know, taking yourself there, picturing times that you felt this feeling. But see, but the good news is that you can also generate like happiness. You can generate joy. You can generate excitement. You can generate, you know, any emotion, right? And then get really curious about how it feels in your body so that you can generate it even more often. So let's see what other questions we have. Jennifer made the connection between the five breaths and the and smoking. So it's, yeah, it's like there's something about breathing that just our body likes, right? Okay, Lisa has a question. My urge is often that the food will taste so good, which is triggered by seeing the food at work or at home. At the moment, I'm not even aware of the feeling. How do I get to what the actual feeling is? So for you, it sounds like the feeling is just the urgent desire. Like you're thinking the food will taste so good, you know, kind of like we did with the think, feel, do, right? And this is why you want to practice these think, feel, do cycles. The thought was this will taste so good. And then you felt urgent desire. And what you've been doing recently is eating, right? And we're going to work on processing it instead. So that's what the feeling is. Urgent desire. Because that's an urge that just has become a habit for you, right? It's just, you know, you see something, you think this will taste so good, and you feel have that feeling of urgent desire. So that is the feeling. Yes, this is absolutely something that you can do at night when you're working on going to bed, right? Just doing a body scan. Because it just focuses your brain on something besides the thought of, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to sleep, you know, or whatever it is, right? How long am I going to lay here? Or if you wake up in the middle of the night, doing a body scan and just getting curious about, I do that sometimes when I'm working on, like when I take a nap during the day sometimes, and I'm just like, my brain isn't just totally relaxed. And so I just start that scan, and y'all, I don't even get past my waist and I'm asleep already because I've just relaxed my brain enough to go to sleep. How do you generate a feeling like satisfied, content? Okay, so let's kind of just go through this because this is on the page 15 of the workbook. Let's just look through here on how you generate a feeling. So let's use Melissa. You can just pick anyone, just pick satisfied or content. And it says, just choose a feeling you want to feel on a regular basis. Decide that you are open to feeling this feeling. Now close your eyes and sit quietly for 1 minute, picturing times you felt this feeling. So for Melissa, it would be you thinking, okay, when did I feel this feeling of content, for example? Let me just find a specific example. So picture times you felt this feeling or how you imagine it would be to feel it. But if you can remember a time when you did feel content, that's the best way to do it, right? So that you could really have this specific vision in your mind. And then you sit quietly for one more minute and witness what your body feels when it is feeling this feeling. So you're taking your place to that place of contentment, and then you're witnessing your body, and then you answer those same questions that I asked, right? And again, you can do that through the podcast and have Corinne answer the questions. You could record your own voice answering those questions and save that on your phone or someone else, right? So any way that you want to do it, but it's just like I described, kind of, again, you all taking yourself to when you have an urge. and taking yourself to your overeating window. And so you can generate that feeling of urgent desire. You can generate any feeling you want. The guide is in the Urges 2.0. Can someone put the, actually, let's see. I got it right here real quick. Let's see. Workshops. It's on the No BS, or excuse me, it's on the Urges 2.0 page is where the workbook is. And all the, you know, the replay for this call will be on there. And the workbook is there, all the resources and all the past call replays as well. Oh, wait. You want me to do a direct message? Okay, let's see. Okay, there we go. All right, there was another question. Is there a better way of introducing more hotness thoughts during urges or take your brain to the better? Or is it that we need to just let them pass? Yeah, so this kind of the now process is, you know, is the third step of the busting urges process. So the other steps is where you get into the new hotness thoughts. Okay. So it's like the, you know, step one is plan the positive self-talk. So that's where you're going to come up with some new hotness thoughts about your urges and about what you want to do instead of eat. And then redirecting your hard talk is another way that you can introduce some new hotness thoughts. But this process that we went through tonight is really like, it's not trying to really do something new, right? Or not have urges, right? Because that's the whole point, is that we are going to have urges. And that's why we teach you all this process, is because urges are going to come. They're never going away. So let's just allow them, right? And process them instead of resisting them or willpowering through them or eating, right? Because we got those three options, eat or some other, you know, action that isn't helpful to us, eat, shop, procrastinate, all those kinds of things, willpower or process. So this, what we're teaching tonight is really about processing our urges and just letting them be there and being okay with them being there. So good question. All right. Any other questions before we get out of here? Let's see. There's another question. I keep doing discovery worksheets, discovering my thoughts and giving into my urges, which keep taking different shape and form. Any advice on what's going on? It sounds to me like you're working on this. I mean, you're becoming aware of your thinking, but maybe this has kind of been the missing piece, is that you've been willpowering through your urges and thinking that you shouldn't be having them. And it's time to kind of incorporate this now process into it and be like, okay, I'm having an urge right now. Because here's the thing, y'all, when you're not fighting against the urge and arguing with it, you can't do this now process if you're fighting against the urge, right? And so that's why we teach this, is because it allows you to just be okay with having the urge and work on processing it. I've got so many questions. I love this. Let's see. I'm understanding that overcoming urges is a bit by bit process. And I find that difference between learning to be patient and feeling entitled to eat is a fine line. Can you talk about the feeling of entitlement that is involved? Yeah. A lot of times, like when you have, you know, that urgent desire, you're thinking like, you know, I should get to have this, you know, and so it's really looking at that thought and saying, well, is that really true? Right? And just unwinding that thought and that feeling of entitlement. But you could actually do this now process with the feeling of entitlement, with the feeling of entitled, and get curious about what it feels like in your body and what you're thinking, right? Because basically it's coming from a thought of, you know, I should get to have this, or I should get to fill in the blank. Brenda says, that's exactly what I keep doing, fighting the urge, not realizing I'm blocking the process, which is increasing the urge. That's the thing. A lot of you all talk about how like my urges last for hours and hours, but it's not the same urge. It's that the urge just keeps repeating itself over and over again because you're resisting it, because you're trying to willpower through it. And instead of just letting it be, instead of letting it just run its course through your body. But any tips for processing the urge with other people around, kids at dinner time? I used to go to the gym during urge time, but now I can't. Yeah. So it's an amazing opportunity, Kate, for you to practice like, okay, how can I do some of this? It may look a little bit different. It's going to take some practice, right? But how could I do some of this just a little bit at a time, right? Where it's like, what if I just started focusing on just like above the neck while the kids are around and I'm having an urge? Let me just get curious with what's going on, like with my head and my eyes and my mouth and my throat, right? We're not talking about full body yet, but just starting small. Sometimes you don't even need to go through your whole body necessarily. There's not a wrong way to do this, y'all, right? So just get curious, like, or you could just pick your throat, for example. A lot of times we hold a lot of tension and like our throat just tells us a lot about what's going on with us, right? Sometimes I get a lump in my throat. Sometimes it feels tight. Sometimes it feels dry. So just start with one body part. Right? We're all about just these 1% level ups. So let's just do that. Okay. Good. I'm glad that was helpful. All right. This was so much fun, y'all. So who is going to, I want you all, before we get out of here, because it will be right at an hour. For those of you all who didn't necessarily have an urge tonight, but you want to really practice this during your overeating window, I want you to put in the chat when you're going to practice this. I mean, of course, we don't know exactly when our next urge is coming, but give me an idea of when you think probably you'll have the opportunity to practice this. Friday night, after dinner, in the AM when writing my plan, weekends, tomorrow after lunch. Yes, that's similar to me. Later tonight. Yes, definitely. A lot of you all, it's like maybe it's only, you know, 5, 6, 7 p.m. and your urges come a little bit later. So now you know what to do, right? Some days I think I might have 20 urges a day. Yep. Especially if you're trying to willpower through them and wanting them not to be there. Absolutely. Right after this meeting. So that's the other thing, is that y'all can just print out these worksheets, right? Or just jot down the, the questions on a piece of paper, put them into your phone, right? Or just push play on that no BS lesson where Corinne goes through it. I love seeing everybody's overeating windows because everybody's just a little bit different, right? 4 p.m. after supper, 9 p.m., 5 p.m., 3 p.m., and this just helps you kind of realize that you're not alone, right? A lot of us think like, oh, well, I'm the only person who has an urge, you know, in the morning, or I'm the only person who has an urge right before I go to bed. No, we all got urges, and they're all at all the different times. Tonight, Friday nights, tomorrow afternoon, grocery shopping, when I want to buy all the ice cream. Weekend, when I want to drink more than planned. Of course, y'all, you can do this with drinking and urges to drink more than you planned, right? It's the very same thing. And just keep these worksheets handy. After work, around 2 p.m. Again, I just think it's good for y'all to see that, like, you know, hey, I know someone else who, you know, who has an urge the same time I do too. You know, might even want to hook up with them and become accountability partners, right? So it's just like we're all in this together and we're all figuring it out. Okay. If we know the time of the urge, we should plan for this, right? Or plan for them. Yeah. Just plan, like, you know, I mean, you can just say like, okay, the next time I have an urge, I'm going to keep these worksheets handy, or keep the lesson on, you know, the no BS lesson on my phone handy. And I'm committed to doing this the next time I have an urge. I don't always have an urge every single afternoon after lunch, right? Sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm good with my lunch and, you know, back to work. Other days, you know, depends on where my head's at, right? It depends on what's going on sometimes. So yeah, just the next time you have an urge, just give this a try. Okay. All right, guys, this was so much fun. I'm going to go and eat my pizza. Actually, I just heard the garage open. My husband is home with our pizza, and I'm going to work on, I may be practicing this right along with y'all with, if I have an urge to keep eating pizza, because it's the good kind. You went and got the good kind tonight. So, all right, guys, this was so much fun. Keep going along with Urges 2.0. If you've missed any of the calls, all the stuff is on the replay page with the Urges 2.0. And so they've just been amazing so far. And in another week or 10 days, I will be back and we'll be doing the Fuck It Foods worksheet, which goes right along with what this is, right? In terms of just being really, really paying attention to what's going on with, you know, when you're eating your food. So I definitely want y'all to join me for that as well. That's coming up later on in the month. All right. All right. I'll see you guys. Take care. Bye.